Finally, this week, before we say goodbye, we're leaving you with one or two thoughts that were passed to us about where we are in the green revolution of things. And it's entitled, How True Is All This? In line at the store, the checkout girl told an older man that he should bring his own grocery bags, because plastic bags weren't good for the environment. The man apologized to her and explained, "We didn't have the green thing back in my day." The girl responded, "That's our problem today. Your generation didn't care enough to save our environment." She was right. Our generation didn't have the green thing in its day. Then, we returned milk bottles, soft drink bottles, and beer bottles to the store. The store sent them back to the factory to be washed and sterilized and refilled, so it could use the same bottles over and over. So they really were recycled. But we didn't have the green thing back in our day.
We walked upstairs because we didn't have an escalator in every store and office building. We walked to the grocery store and didn't climb into a 300 horsepower motor vehicle every time we had to go two blocks. But she was right. We didn't have the green thing in our day.
Back then, we washed the baby's nappies because we didn't have the throwaway kind. We dried clothes on a line, not in an energy gobbling machine burning up 240 volts. Wind and solar power really did dry the clothes. Kids got hand-me-down clothes from their brothers or sisters, not always brand new clothing. But the girl is right. We didn't have the green thing back in our day.
Back then, we had one TV or radio in the house, not a TV in every room, and the TV had a small screen the size of a handkerchief. Remember them? Not a screen the size of the state of Queensland. In the kitchen, we blended and stirred by hand because we didn't have electric machines to do everything for us. When we packaged a fragile item to send in the mail, we used a wadded up old newspaper to cushion it, not styrofoam or plastic bubble wrap. Back then, we didn't fire up an engine and burn gasoline just to cut the lawn. We used a push mower that ran on human power. We exercised by working, so we didn't need to go to a health club to run on treadmills that operate on electricity. But she's right, we didn't have the green thing back then.
We drank from a bubbler fountain when we were thirsty instead of using a cup or plastic bottle every time we had a drink of water. We refilled writing pens with ink instead of buying a new pen. And we replaced the razor blades in a razor instead of throwing away the whole razor just because the blade got blunt. But we didn't have the green thing back then.
Back then, people took the tram or a bus, and kids rode their bikes to school or walked instead of turning their mums into a 24-hour taxi service. We had one PowerPoint in a room, not an entire bank of sockets to power a dozen appliances. And we didn't need a computerized gadget to receive a signal beamed from satellites 2,000 miles out in space in order to find the nearest pizza place.
But isn't it sad the current generation laments how wasteful we old folks were just because we didn't have the green thing back then? So, with those thoughts, we're at the end of this week's recording of the Wallingford and District Talking newspaper. But before we go, I'd just like to say thanks to Kate for the readings taken from the monthly magazine to do with the Chiltern Society and the WI pieces. So from both of us here, it's goodbye.
Goodbye.